It was one of the great stories to come out of the weekend. It came from the world of horse racing. A fabulous day for the Magic Millions up there on the Gold Coast. But the great story was the victor of the two-year-old in the Magic Millions was Jeff Lloyd at 55 years of age. He's a long way from a two-year-old, but from the outside gate with Ooston winning the big race. G'day, Jeff. Well done, mate.
Yeah, thank you. Good day.
Yeah. It's been a long road, mate, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a long road, very long. Yeah, it's been, but it's been a great road. It's been up and down, but it's been a great ride.
Now, Jeff, it's at 55, and many people thought best years are behind you, but you've proved them all wrong.
I suppose most sportsmen retire at this age, whatever sport you're in, but. With racing, you keep yourself fit and you keep everything intact. You know, the horse does the major work, and you've got to finish it off. You know, I don't think any horse would be doing it if you'd be doing the running, but it's a bit easier doing the riding.
Well, I don't know about that. It's still the most dangerous sport I know of, Jeff. And at 55 years of age, plenty of people are putting the old hush puppies up. But can you tell us about what a struggle it was and a shock to you when you had that stroke? And the fact is, nobody ever thought you'd be back riding again.
Yeah, nobody expects to get a stroke, especially when you're as fit as any sportsman is. You probably think you're more or less chance of getting it, but it happened, and you just sort of get on with it. You think, well, that's the end of racing. There'll be another chapter in your life. You don't get down about it. You just pick your head up and think, well, what's next? But fortunately, I recovered from it and was able to get back to what I love doing. You know,
Not only that, mate. You're probably, you know, I guess we can say you're riding as well as ever, but it's probably better to ask you. How do you assess? Do you think you're riding as well as ever at 55?
Yeah, probably. Look, I've had great years in South Africa. All my career in South Africa was always at the top level, and had a great time in Hong Kong. I've always been successful in my job. I honestly believe that, you gain experience in any sport you do. The longer you do it, the more wiser you become, and where you lack in some areas, you improve in others. And I think it's where I might be lacking what I had when I was younger. I might have gained in other ways, but overall, I think I'm riding as well as I ever have.
I think I probably know the answer to this question, and you obviously still enjoy it.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I still enjoy getting up for work. We don't do it in Australia as much as we do in South Africa. In South Africa, you ride work 6 days a week. Yeah, probably only twice, but I still enjoy that. And what I'm doing at the moment, working... I love working for a stable rather than float around. And although I do barrier trials for everybody and I do some jump outs up at Brisbane or other trainers, my main stable is Toby, where I do most of my work. And, I enjoy that, working with somebody.
Mm. Hootson, can it be the fourth horse to complete the Magic Millions Golden Slipper double? And obviously, you're not going to get off it. But what are the prospects? It'll be tougher.
It's very tough, you know. It was very, very hot on Saturday. I think every horse in that race would have felt it more than any other race because of the heat. They're only two-year-olds. They haven't grown to their fullest, you know, their full potential yet. And I'm sure they're all still lying down and trying to get over it. And she's no different. She's fortunately gone to Toby's farm straight that night after the race. And now after that, she was in a paddock on the farm, which will help her recover quicker. But it's all about how well she can recover from this, and we'll see how strong she is physically when she gets back. If she's hopefully hasn't taken a backward step, and hopefully she can keep this form or even, you know, improve a little bit more. But it will be a tough ask.
Jeff, can I ask you a final question for me? Is there any fear with what you do as you get older? I know that you talk to, you know, car racers and motorbike racers as they get older, you know, the reality of what they're doing, and, you know, a little bit of fear creeps in. Do you have those thoughts at all?
I think any sportsman in any job throughout, whether you're 50 or 20, there's always that in the back of your mind that you know what can happen. So it's how you deal with it. And you push it aside. You know, you as much as it might be there, you it doesn't come in your thought in the race. It might you're aware what can happen. You see what happens around you, but you can't be thinking that in a race. If you start thinking like that in a race, well, you're not. You know, everything goes. Your balance, your soft hands, everything that makes horses run for you will stop because your thoughts aren't relaxed. You're not thinking, you know, properly. You're thinking about other things. And, yeah, that's when, obviously, you hang up your boots or you do a downward spiral very quickly. Mm-hmm.
Jeff, we just wanted to say congratulations. Well done. Keep your red-hot form going, and let's hope that Ooston can continue on and have a crack at that golden slipper.
Yep, she'll have a crack at it anyway.
Well done, mate.
She won't
be
in your own phone for a while.
Exactly.
Good on you, Jeff.
Yeah. And by the way, brilliant ride from that outside gate to Spears straight across and keep her going as well. Good on you, Jeff. Well done.
Cheers. Bye.
Jeff Lloyd there. 55 years of age, coming back from a stroke, the doctor clearly said, you won't be riding horses ever again. Yeah, no. He was probably, took about a year to make the decision to then go back to riding and have a look at him now. Enormous story. By the way, at tab.com.au, and it was a great ride, tactical ride, came straight across from the outside barrier and just led them a merry dance. But it is a $6 favourite to win that golden slipper, Ooston. At $6, She Will Reign, $8, and Chauffeur, who was second in the Magic Millions, an $11 chance.